It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports studio. It is March 6th of 2024. Hope your day is going well. Appreciate you being here. And for those that are not here, that may usually be, they get a pass today. Because I am... You're not getting my undivided attention, at least for now, as Cedar Falls boys basketball team is in the third quarter of their Class 4A state tournament quarterfinal against Bettendorf, and things so far not going well for the Tigers. You can hear that game over on Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, Cruisin' KCFI app, or KCFIRadio.com stream, but it's 42-25 Bettendorf right now. The Tigers went into halftime trailing by, I think it was 14. They briefly, to begin the third quarter, had gotten the Bulldogs' lead down to, it was either 9 or 8 points. They came out in the third quarter and looked really good. It was like a 7-2 run that they started the second half on. And then the turnover bug started to bite the Tigers here in the latter half of the third quarter. And Bettendorf taking advantage with some fast break points by nature of those turnovers that they forced. So, just uncharacteristic play from the Tigers today at the state tournament. And that happens, you know. You get into the arena and the bright lights are on. And, it's not the same as playing in a gymnasium. And, I don't want this to sound like some harsh criticism or anything, but really, really good teams go to the state tournament and have tough days. And man, that unfortunately looks like that may well prove to be the case today here, but there is a decent amount of basketball left. Crazier things have happened. And I will, of course, keep you updated here with the live stats I have from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And a Keegan Steggy free throw now makes it 42-28 Bettendorf over Cedar Falls with just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. So there is your update on the Tigers taking on Bettendorf at the boys' state basketball tournament. Once again, welcome in. However you are tuned in, your options plentiful, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, just type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Then hammer that like button. You'll get more local, statewide sports content into that Facebook feed. And speaking of that, bookmark the website, 1650TheFan.com. It's where a lot of that content originates from. Also, national sports content can be found at the website, local and statewide news, programming information. Another reminder, we're getting closer. A lot of information will be dropping soon about 2024 Bracket Attack. There are some changes to the contest this year. So those of you out there listening that I know are among those that always want to be in that Bracket Attack field, just make sure you're paying attention. Make sure you're following us on X, or you like our Facebook page. And, you know, if you're not seeing our stuff pop up, maybe the algorithm has decided that even though you like that page or you follow that account, that's the way it works nowadays with the algorithms. If you haven't, you know, favorited one of our tweets or posts on X recently, or if you haven't gone to our account page, the algorithm will pretty much take us out of your, you know, your timeline, if you will. And so might be a good time even just to, you know, go to the Twitter page or the X page, go to the Facebook page, like something on there, like something on the X account, and that way that the algorithm at that point is going to know you're interacting with this account. We're going to make sure that they are in your timeline when they're posting. Or you could just, you know, make extra sure and just check in all of it. The social medias, the websites, because once that information is available, I will be pushing it out regularly. So as many people as possible, as I explained yesterday, aren't going to come to me and go, well, Cole, I didn't see that information. And then, as I said yesterday, like I'm just explaining now in more detail, getting into the algorithm, your ability to stay in tune with what it's going to take on your end to get qualified for 2024 bracket attacks. So there we go. There's me on that soapbox again for the second day in a row. You're welcome, I guess. Number to dial if you're ever compelled to weigh in with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone. Makes it easy. 319-277-1918. Or you could dial 800-913-9479. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. With any questions or comments, if you'd rather do that, then call. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Then by all means, send me an email. Don't be shy. Just know I may read it on the air. All right, coming up, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one. Get you a national sports update and a VEASAN action update during that break from Brent Musburger and the boys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this pleasant Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back in the second segment, and the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, will join the show. Coach down in St. Louis, en route to St. Louis, as Arch Madness, the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament, set to begin tomorrow with its first round. You and I and Drake will get things started at Arch Madness on Friday in the quarterfinals. The Panthers and Bulldogs, two of the four Valley teams with the pleasure of having earned a first round bye. So we'll get into all that when Coach Lehman joins us, as well as his latest thoughts on both the Iowa State Cyclones, who have a massive game tonight. More details on that in just a bit. Of course, you'll be able to hear it right here on The Fan. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, who have somehow, some way, credit Fran McCaffrey and his staff and his players, gotten themselves back into the NCAA tournament talk on Joe Lunardi's bubble, first four out. We'll break it all down like we usually do when Coach Lehman joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done with the coach, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, and that's when you'll get Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break in segment three, and a bunch of audio I want to bring you from Grundy Center High School boys basketball coach Brent Thorin, TJ Otzelberger, Iowa State senior Rob Jones, Iowa's Caitlin Clark, and Patrick McCaffrey, and also Drake freshman guard Kevin Overton. So that's what's on the agenda. Ambitious as usual. After we're done in that third segment, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Wednesday, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that is what is on the agenda. Just a quick 2 cents. I understand the NFL is a monster, and it's always good business to be talking about the NFL, but man, a little bit goes so long right now, this time of year, when it comes to the NFL talk. And, you know, the shows we have do a great job. They really do. You know, Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen, I think they all do a really good job in their own way covering the NFL. But like I said, a little bit goes so far right now because the draft's not until the end of April. The combine just happened. So now it's all these, like, prospects are invited to teams, you know, buildings, and they do the pro days, and it's just smokescreen season in the NFL. And the older you get, and I can already see plenty of you out there, like, I know where he's going with this. Like, the older you get, the more that the quote-unquote reporting or analysis of whatever the hot topics are in the NFL on a particular day this time of year, it just doesn't quite move the needle for you, because you just go, you know, a lot of the stuff that these reporters or analysts are getting, it's a smokescreen. Like, it's disinformation or misinformation, whichever one's appropriate, because I know they're two different things. But you know what I'm getting at here. And when you're a Bears fan, given the situation my Bears find themselves in with the number one overall pick and questions about whether or not to continue to try to build around Justin Fields, I got to tell you, I'm already annoyed, and it's March 6th. And like I said, the draft isn't until late April. And you got Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. I saw something earlier today where he was like, the Bears have to trade Justin Fields, and they have to do it now. You know, or the world's going to end. And he's always going to come at it from a place of, you know, this is what I'm hearing, and this is why I'm saying this. And it's like, you ever consider that maybe Mike Florio, that you get some misinformation, and that maybe the Bears actually don't have to trade Justin Fields right now? Because here's what's going to happen, Mike Florio. The Bears are not going to trade Justin Fields right now. They're probably not going to trade him tomorrow. They're probably not going to trade him the day after that. And I have a feeling that the world's going to go on for everybody. The NFL, the Bears, Justin Fields, whatever team that he may end up traded to. So there you go. There's my two cents. I'm getting old, and I'm getting crabbier, I suppose. But I think less would be more. But the NFL is so good for business, it's so good for ratings, that you're never going to get less of the NFL, even when there are no games, right? So, okay, pour one out for me, I guess. It's tough, you know. It's you talk about first world problems. There's one, no doubt about it. All right. Anyways, let's get into area sports news and scores. And quickly before we do that, another check of the score here of the Cedar Falls boys basketball Class 4A state tournament quarterfinal against Bettendorf. They've shrunk the lead a little bit here. Bettendorf leading 51-38 with just over 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'll update you on that again when we return from the next return from the first commercial break here. I'll get it spit out at some point. All right, area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. In case you missed it yesterday here on The Fan, Hudson rallied late to edge Grundy Center 55-51 in a Class 2A state tournament quarterfinal. 7-seed Grundy Center was up at halftime by 6 and ahead going into the fourth quarter, but Hudson hit its free throws down the stretch and just really was clutch in that final quarter to get that comeback win. The Pirates were led by Michael Tanner's 21 points. Camden Davis added 16. Jalen Kirkpatrick, the leading scorer for Grundy Center, with 18. Spartans finished their season 20-4. Hudson now 24-2. On to the 2A semis. That'll tip at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a noon pregame here on The Fan once again, and Hudson will be taking on 6-seed Unity Christian. Last night in a Class 3A state tournament quarterfinal at the boys state basketball tournament, Waverly Shellrock outlasted Pella 65-64 in overtime. The Gohawks' Luke Frazzle hit a free throw with 1 second left to break the tie and get the win. Waverly Shellrock now 21-3 this season. Gohawks are going to take on MOC Floyd Valley in the 3A semis tomorrow afternoon at 3:45. Already have updated you a couple of times here as the Cedar Falls boys are in action against Bettendorf in the quarterfinals of Class 4A, 53-38, with just over 6 minutes to play there. Iowa senior guard Caitlin Clark, once again, unanimously named the Big Ten Player of the Year for the third straight season, just the second player to win the award 3 straight years. Clark leads the nation in scoring and assists, averaging 32.3 points and 8.6 assists per game. Also leads the nation with 6 triple-doubles, Last Sunday, she became the NCAA's all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. Hawkeye teammates Kate Martin and Hannah Stolke both earned second-team all-conference honors from the coaches and media. Former Waterloo West girls basketball standout Sahara Williams earned All-Big 12 Conference honorable mention. As a freshman at Oklahoma, Williams averaged 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists per game. She scored in double figures in 8 conference games for the Sooners. Iowa State freshman Audie Crooks has been named to the All-Big 12 first team. Crooks had an immediate impact for the Clones, setting records for most points and field goals by a freshman. She led Iowa State in scoring, averaging 18.3 points per game, along with 7.7 rebounds. Another Iowa State freshman, Addie Brown, named honorable mention. Both Crooks and Brown were named to the conference's all-freshman team. Iowa State begins its conference tournament on Saturday in Kansas City. A top 20 matchup for the Iowa State men's basketball team tonight. The 6th-ranked Cyclones play host to 20th-ranked BYU. It's the final home game of the season. Going into the final week of the regular season, Iowa State trails Big 12 leading Houston by one game in the conference standings. Cougars are 13-3, Clones are 12-4. Iowa State is looking to finish up an undefeated season at home. Cyclones are 17-0 at Hilton Coliseum this season. Listen to this game right here tonight on The Fan, pregame at 7, tip-off at 8. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, a forecast. Come back on the other side, and we'll talk hoops with the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, joins us next. We're talking Panthers, Bulldogs, Hawkeyes, and Cyclones. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Buffalo Bills releasing a bunch of players today, including veteran safety Jordan Poyer. Spent 7 years with the Bills, was an All-Pro in 2021. The team also let go of veteran center Mitch Morse and corner Tre'Davious White. The Eagles let go of corner Avante Maddox today. He spent 6 seasons in Philadelphia. While the Denver Broncos are allowing quarterback Russell Wilson to speak with teams while he remains under contract, the Broncos notified Wilson earlier this week that he'll be released next week after the new league year begins. The Houston Texans re-signed kicker Kyahmi Fairbairn to a 3-year deal worth $15.9 million. Cavs have the Hawks tonight, won't have Max Strus or Evan Mobley, and the news on Mobley is not good. The Athletic says he's expected to miss extended time because of an ankle injury suffered last night against the Celtics. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable tonight against the Warriors because of his Achilles issue.
Listen to me, Dan Patrick, weekdays from 8 until 11 right here on the Cedar Valley's home for maximum sports, 1650 The Fan.
You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Hi, this is Sandy of Simpson Floor Covering, your family-owned destination for carpet, vinyl, tile, wood, and more. Our professional installation crews ensure a perfect finish, while knowledgeable staff makes it easier than ever to bring your vision to life. Discover floor covering with a flair at Simpson Floor Covering on University Avenue next to iTech in Cedar Falls. Your local destination featuring long-lasting flooring, Simpson Floor Covering, where your floors become a masterpiece. Check us out at SimpsonFloorCovering.com.
Knutson Chiropractic in Cedar Falls has proudly been helping the community for 3 generations. I'm Aaron Knutson. At Knutson Chiropractic, we want to help you achieve your full health potential. We want to not only add years to your life, but add life to your years. If you're young or old, a weekend warrior or a couch potato, we can help your aches and pains. Give us a call or text us or visit us online at KnutsonChiropractic.com. Always up front so you can leave the pain behind. Knutson Chiropractic in downtown Cedar Falls.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Iowa State at the Hilton Coliseum today against BYU in Big 12 basketball. The Cyclones are the 7.5-point favorite. The total, 146. BYU has won two straight, but they're just 3-6 away from home this season. Iowa State 17-0 at the Hilton Coliseum. They play there today for their fourth straight win. The Chicago Bulls are a 3.5-point favorite at Utah, 223 the total at Delta Center in Salt Lake City today. The Bulls are 7-1 against the spread in their last eight road games. NASCAR at Phoenix on Sunday, Kyle Larson is 6-1 to win the Shriners Children's 500. Ryan Blaney 7-1. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 35 tonight under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 56. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, isolated rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 40. High of 46 Friday with heavy rain likely. 45, partly cloudy skies Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, 55.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And it's that time of year, folks. Conference tournaments. And beginning this weekend in St. Louis, Arch Madness, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Meanwhile, Big Ten, Big 12, other Power 5 conferences continuing regular season play. So to talk about all of it, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us now. Coach Lehman, how are you today? Thanks for being here.
Great, man. I'm heading south on the Avenue of the Saints, heading right for the Arch in the Enterprise Center for a little Arch Madness.
Yeah, that's where I want to start, is the Arch Madness Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. You and I and Drake both enter this tournament, Coach Lehman, looking like they could win it. That wouldn't have been the case. We wouldn't have been saying that a couple, 3 weeks ago for Ben Jacobson's Panthers. But how about we start with the Drake Bulldogs, who enter this tournament as the 2 seed. They're 25-6 overall this season. They've had a really, really good year. We've talked plenty about Coach DeVries' team. My understanding in all of our conversations throughout the season, especially recently, would be that even though they are the 2 seed, they are Kevin Lehman's favorite this weekend.
You're correct, Cole, and I think because their depth, especially in that guard position with Kobe Garland healthy again, we talked about this before when they were at Indiana State, he didn't play in that game, and that you need guards to slow down that Indiana State attack should that come to the championship game. And you got Tucker DeVries. In my opinion, he's the best player in the league. We can talk a lot about Robbie Avila, how good he is, but I think Tucker DeVries can create, and he's just a difficult matchup for anybody in this league. So, but you know, we've seen some upsets before in this tournament. Injuries playing, and you always got to have somebody come off the bench and give you some point production that you didn't anticipate.
Yeah, they need Garland to be able to do that. And like you point out, he's a really important depth piece for them. I like Drake's side of the bracket. I think perhaps they could get tested on Friday by whoever wins that Thursday game between Evansville and Illinois State. Both those teams have played some good basketball this season, but I like Drake on a neutral floor against Bradley. Of course, they're going to be a heavy favorite against Evansville or Illinois State. And at that point, you're playing good teams no matter what. So I totally understand why you would have Drake as the favorite. Regardless of bracket, do you think that there's a bad matchup for Drake in the conference tournament?
Well, I think another team we didn't mention was Southern Illinois, just because of Xavier Johnson and their ability to guard. They could slow down that Drake attack and make it a real physical game, which Drake does also like. But there's another team that could come out of that, that bracket. And Bradley, when I watch this Bradley team, they're like one player away from being really good. You know, Drake was able to beat him twice, but both times Bradley came back late in those games and had chances but didn't capitalize on them. So I think Bradley's also a dangerous team because Dean can get hot, Hickman get hot. They got a great player in Leons and the front line of Hannah. That's another team I wouldn't discount. We've seen it happen every year, Cole. Mm-hmm. There's an upset in there somewhere, and that upset sometimes opens a door for another team. It might be even for Northern Iowa.
Well, and defense travels, right? So when you talk about Southern Illinois or Bradley, I think that's what you got to mention. Those are teams that are high-level defensive teams, and sometimes Drake's not as, you know, engaged on that end of the floor. But then again, I mean, it's hard to put your money against Darren DeVries. He's one of, if not the best coach in the Valley.
I tell you, Cole, this is their 25-win season, their fourth year in a row they've done it. 6 years at Drake, he's had plus 20 wins every year. And that was a program we've talked about before that was dormant for a long time. You got to go back to Adam Emenecker years and Keno Davis and Dr. Tom Davis before that team was relevant. And they are now always, we've always said, hey, this league goes through the Knapp Center in most years since DeVries has been there. So, yeah, they're again my pick. But they got to be healthy because Garland's got a bummed up knee, got it through against Bradley.
Tucker's banged up.
Yeah, we also know that Drake's got a history of having injuries here in Arch Madness. Every year somebody seems to go down during this tournament.
Yes, unfortunately for them, that has been the case. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on X, at K Lehman Sports. The UNI Panthers, Coach Lehman, they finished the season winning 5 of 6. That comes after Ben Jacobson tells his team after a disappointing loss at Illinois-Chicago a few Sundays ago that we're going to lean into our depth more. And by nature of that, we expect everybody to play harder and to play faster. As I mentioned, the results have been there, winning 5 out of 6. That being said, the 18-13 Panthers that get the 4 seed and that fourth and final first-round bye in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, is this team, like, legit hot entering this tournament, Coach? I mean, we're kind of inside the bubble here, but you're plugged in talking to other people in the Valley. Do they see the Panthers as legit hot and, man, don't want to play them right now? They could win this.
Here this all season, Cole, Ben Jacobson's been there 18 years. Every coach in the Valley that's been around know that the Panthers are geared to peak this time of year, and you don't want to play them now. When Belmont came in December and got that win at the Knapp Center, Casey Alexander said, there won't be many teams winning here. This was a huge birdie for us because – to win in this place is difficult. I like playing them early because we know they get better late. I think that's the sentiment of most coaches in this league, that Northern Iowa's a team you don't want to see late in the year because Jacobson's been around. He knows this usually comes down to 3 games in St. Louis, the country ticket, and he gears his whole season toward that. And we've seen it. They are playing as good as anybody in the league right now.
Yeah, they had 18 fast break points in that win at Southern Illinois. So that's 3 games in the 6-game sample size where the results have really been there with scoring and transition. Add to that, like we had been talking, it seems like it's helped their half-court flow offense. Asked Coach Jacobson about that Monday. He agreed and described, you know, why it has made it better. And then Coach Jake has won down here playing a 10-man rotation before. Usually, later in the season, your rotation shrinks. He did the opposite, and he's, like I said, he's won it before with a 10-man rotation.
Yeah, good point. I think that 10-man rotation, you hit on it early in this broadcast, that those 5 guys come in and play as hard as they can, and that ignites when that first group comes back in for that second run, whether it's the 12 or 13-minute mark. They feel they have to play as hard as those bench guys did. R.J. Taylor leads that group in energy, and I think you've seen a higher level of play from Titan Anderson because of that. The lower minutes for Bowen Bourne has helped him. Of course, Heisey, and we've seen the Hudson expand his game. If he continues to hit threes,
yeah,
it's a whole new dimension you have to deal with the Panthers.
Yeah, if the Panthers want to win, I think that's got to continue to happen. And he hit threes at Loyola, so it seems like it's just been a matter of time for him, a guy who hadn't played much the past couple seasons, just getting reacquainted to big minutes. So looking forward, Coach, to hearing you from the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. But like I mentioned, Power 5 conferences are still in their regular season. And tonight there's a massive game in Ames. Number 6 Iowa State playing host to 20th ranked BYU. And the Cougars dealt the Cyclones their biggest loss of the season back in January, 87-72 in Provo. I think going into this game tonight, I'm wondering, okay, just how good are T.J. Otzelberger's Cyclones? They look to be, like, really, really good, a juggernaut. Or perhaps maybe BYU is that team, the way they play, that's just a bad matchup. What do you think?
Well, they shot 35 threes in Provo, hit 13. It's a tough matchup for the style of defense that the Cyclones play because they've got that center, Khalifa, that plays at the high post. He's a little bit of a Robbie Avila lookalike in that he should be playing the Sunday afternoon beer league. But the guy can really pass the basketball, and it allows BYU to spread you out and spray the ball around and shoot those threes. So with Iowa State, you're dealing with the emotion of senior night. That's always, you know, you got to be able to handle that correctly. And this is a team that can really cause problems for them defensively because of the way that they spread the court. But still, dude, Hilton Magic is Hilton Magic. And they're on that two-seed line. They always like to call the T-Mobile Center Hilton South. If they get the bid in Omaha, the Cyclones, that's going to be Hilton West Omaha.
That's a great point. And, you know, in talking to John Walters, their play-by-play voice on Monday on the show, we've talked about how, you know, the guard play from Iowa State, that's always an important thing in the NCAA tournament. Other ingredients this team has that seems to always lend itself well to making a deep run in the tournament, defense being chief among them. But I was telling John, Coach Lehman, that over the past couple weeks, this team's ability to win games in the Big 12 and games even on the road without its A game, I've found that to be incredibly impressive.
Oh, Cole, I agree with you 100% because if you look at the teams that advanced through the NCAA tournament, they've been able to win playing different styles, whether it's playing ugly, whether it's playing fast with your defense, with your offense. And I think Iowa State is built to win games ugly and to win games in different ways. And that is huge when you get into March because there's going to teams going to try to slow it down on you. Their team's going to shoot a bunch of threes. And the Big 12 has also prepared them for that gauntlet because.
All right, you cut out for a bit there, Coach, but we got the gist of what you were saying. Going to be fun to see how that one turns out in Ames tonight. A couple more minutes left here with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And we got to wrap up by talking about the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I could do nothing but just shake my head seeing Joe Lunardi's graphic with the Iowa Hawkeyes on his first four out, among his first four out teams. And, Coach, I mean, it's crazy that we're here because we've gone from this is an NIT team to not sure if they'll even make the NIT to, well, maybe the door cracked back open the slightest bit at the NCAA tournament, but nah, that's not really real. And now here we are, like I mentioned, Frey McCaffrey's got his team in Joe Lunardi's first four out.
Well, what you got to be aware of if you're a Hawks fan is bid stealers. So if you look at the Pac-12, you've got Washington State and Arizona in, but you've got a Colorado or Utah team that could take a bid. Look at the A-10. Loyola's coming on. They could steal a bid. The American could steal a bid. And, dare I say, the Drake Bulldogs could steal a bid. Or Indiana State in that case. And that's what, when you're on the wrong side of the bubble, that's what you got to be aware of. Big game against the Illini, that's going to really add to the resume of the Hawkeyes. Cole, you got to admit it now. This is one of Fran McCaffrey's best coaching jobs. This is a team that got blasted in December, and they're playing really good basketball right now in a different way. The way they shred the court, they're shooting twos, they're not relying on that three ball. And you may disagree, but I think their defense has gotten better.
You're right, and I said last week when you were on, credit to Fran, that he's done a great job with this team, and we'll see. But I do want to say, I mean, everybody kind of gets caught up in the moment. The eye test of this team is still not incredibly inspiring. Like, I don't know who would pick them to make a Sweet 16 run. Now, that being said, I understand with where they're at and their resume – why they are where they are. But yeah, a few bid stealers, and that could be the end of it. Meanwhile, we got news. I don't know if maybe you know a little bit more about this, but Patrick McCaffrey's going to take part in senior night ceremonies on Sunday in that big game against Illinois, Coach Lehman. Have you heard anything about Pat McCaffrey's decision on his future?
No, that's the first I heard of it. So he has another year, a COVID year option, if he would like it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's an interesting take because, you know, I've really felt for him because he had that battle with cancer. He's dealt with some other issues, you know, stress issues and so forth, and depression. So maybe it's just time that he wants to move on. Because we've seen some players that sometimes stay a year too long of this extra COVID year, which is, I think, when the NCAA made that decision, they didn't understand how much that we're going to have guys like Darnell Brody at 25 years old playing against 18-year-olds. But that's what's transpired with this COVID year that's still trickling through the system. We've got one more year of it. It's one more next year. We still have some fifth-year COVID players.
All right, so you going chalk with the Missouri Valley Conference tournament? You predict an Indiana State Drake will battle it out on Sunday?
Oh, boy. You know, I think it's kind of hard to go against that right now, although I think Drake's got a better chance to get there, although Indiana State's kind of recovered from that two losses they had, Illinois State at home, and then at Southern Illinois. They've come back pretty strong. I talked to Coach Z, who had their last game. He said they were hitting on all cylinders against Murray State on their senior night.
You're so boring, Coach, going chalk. Good grief.
I know it. It's hard to look at that back bracket, though. And I mean, like, who's coming out? Evansville can be a surprise team because they're healthy. But they've lost, like, eight in a row, so it's kind of hard to say, hey, there's
right.
a team that can. But, you know, I still think Belmont's got a chance to surprise some people. That's a tough matchup for the Panthers.
I think Belmont clearly among the teams that are going to have to play on Thursday, by far and away a favorite to make some noise. But, Coach, great stuff. We'll be in touch, and we'll be looking forward to your coverage from Arch Madness.
So I understand you're not going to make the trip down there to the Enterprise Center.
Yeah, that's right. You know how it goes. Budgets are tightening these days. It's a tough economy out there.
All right, well, we're going to miss you, buddy.
Well, elections have consequences. That's all I'll say. Take care, Coach.
All right, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, thanks to Coach Lehman, and news not great for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Man, they have been trying to claw their way back into this game, and a couple of different times have gotten Bettendorf's lead down into single digits, but it really hasn't gotten much past or within an 8 or 9 point margin. And that's where it sits right now as Bettendorf leads 64-56 with just 15 seconds remaining in this game. Again, it's it can be heard over on Cruising KCFI, but we're going to take this time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side. I'll bring you some audio as time permits, and then we'll get you a final score between the Tigers and Bettendorf at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The 6th-ranked Iowa State men try to close the regular season unbeaten at home tonight by hosting 20th-ranked BYU. The Cougars are the top scoring team in the Big 12 and connected on 13 three-pointers in an 87-72 win in their first meeting back in mid-January.
A really good team. Certainly a unique team with the way they shoot the basketball, as many threes as they take, playing a five-man a lot on the perimeter. So we expect them to come in here and be highly competitive.
That's ISU coach TJ Otzelberger. The Cyclones 23-6 overall, 12-4 in the Big 12. Big Ten basketball fans converge in the Twin Cities during the next 2 weeks. It begins with today's start of the women's basketball tournament, which is sold out for the first time. Meet Minneapolis CEO Melvin Tennant credits the star power of Iowa senior guard Caitlin Clark. This is Radio Iowa.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. and I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
When you've been injured at work, you have rights. But knowing what should happen after an injury or what you're entitled to can be confusing, even if you're already receiving benefits. The attorneys at Balker and Holm know the law, what you're entitled to, and how to get it. We know all the tricks that the insurance industry uses to avoid paying you what you're owed. We'll guide you through the work comp process and make sure that the insurance company respects your rights. Call Balker and Holm for a free consultation.
Balker and Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
The wrongful death of a loved one is devastating. For decades, the local attorneys at Ballkirk and Holm have earned the trust of Iowa families seeking answers and assistance after an accident. Our team of lawyers will guide you through the process of settling affairs and obtaining compensation for your losses. Your family deserves what's fair, and your loved ones deserve justice. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk and Holm or visit us at ballkirkholm.com. Ballkirk and Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958. If you want the right
car, I'm Craig Gunderson, General Manager of Jerry Rolling Motors, and we're celebrating over 40 years in business. What's our secret? Hire and retain the absolute best staff in the Cedar Valley. Stop in today to see our expanding inventory of new Chevy and Buicks. 40 years of sales, 40 years of service, 40 years of making Jerry Rolling Motors right for you. Jerry Rolling
Motors, right for you. Chevrolet, find new roads.
I'm Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services. In Waterloo and surrounding areas, we're hiring for the following positions: mental health therapists, behavioral health specialists, and social workers. Be part of a team committed to building a brighter tomorrow. Your skills matter, and so does your journey with us. If you're passionate about making an impact, apply now at families-first.net/careers. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa is dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. Life is complicated. Your insurance shouldn't be. Why not simplify it with policy bundling? Grinnell Mutual and Denver Insurance give you lower rates for each policy when you bundle your home and auto insurance together. It's a one-and-done solution, and that's a win-win. Make your life easy with bundled insurance so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Denver Insurance today.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. We do have a final from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Bettendorf gets the best of Cedar Falls in a Class 4A boys state basketball tournament quarterfinal, 65-56. The final score of this game. Tigers just struggled to shoot the ball today, finished 21-63 from the field, 33%, and were just 7-39 from three-point range. They were able to create the extra possessions that they needed after getting down early with their full-court defense, just not able to turn those opportunities into points frequently enough. And Anthony Galvin led the Tigers in their losing effort with 13 points off the bench. Aiden Heath joined him in double figures with 12 points. But tough day for the Tigers. This one will sting, but can't lose sight of the big picture. 20-4, the overall final record for Ryan Schultz's Tigers this season, and not many teams get to state, and the Tigers did. They had an outstanding season, just ended with a really tough day, tough pill to swallow. But congratulations to the Tigers and Coach Schultz And I got to say as well, Dave Finnegan going to be stepping away from the mic. Dave, I don't think he's going to be a complete stranger, but Dave will not be our full-time play-by-play voice for Cedar Falls Tiger football and boys and girls basketball next season. And I just got to thank Dave for all of his hard work, hard and great work that he's done for Koloff Media, for Cruising KCFI, for all of our stations here, not just play-by-play, but getting post-game audio that he sends to yours truly and Mark Simpson so we can bring you that content on our shows. Dave has a far-reaching impact, has had one, and I cannot thank him enough for everything that he's done. He helps make my job easier, and that's appreciated a whole lot, as you could understand. So what Dave does is it's not glamorous. It's not a high-paying job, but it's really important for the community. And so if you know Dave and you run into Dave, you know, I would encourage you to do what I'm doing right now and just pass along your thank you to him. And like I said, I don't think he's going to be a complete stranger. I think you'll hear him from time to time on the Cruising KCFI airwaves and maybe elsewhere. But while we're giving out thank yous at the end of a season, I want to make sure that I gave Dave a thank you as he'll be stepping back from that role with us next year. So, all right, in the time that we do have, and not much of it, let's get to some audio from TJ Otzelberger. It's a huge, huge game in Ames tonight. We talked a little bit about it with the coach, Kevin Lehman, in the last segment. But sixth-ranked Iowa State is going to try to close its regular season unbeaten at Hilton Coliseum tonight when it plays host to number 20 BYU. The Cougars are the top-scoring team in the Big 12 and have connected on 13 three-pointers in their 87-72 win over the Cyclones in their first meeting back in mid-January.
A really good team. Certainly a unique team with the way they shoot the basketball, as many threes as they take, playing a five-man a lot on the perimeter. So we expect them to come in here and be highly competitive. Just got a win last week, you know, at Fog Allen, which is a hard place to play. So I'm sure they will be coming in here with a mindset that, you know, they really want to get the W.
That, of course, Iowa State coach TJ Otzelberger. BYU leads the Big 12 by averaging more than 11 made three-pointers per game.
For us, if it's the attempts are coming because they're not able to push it in transition, they're not able to get in the paint early, they're not able to get offensive rebound kickout threes, but it's more dictated by our ability to guard the basketball, keep the ball in front of us, and then force them to shoot a three later in the clock that's contested. Obviously, that's the scenario that we're good with, where we're dictating the shot as opposed to them dictating.
Defensively, the Cyclones going to work to keep the ball out of the paint, so that can lead to more three-point attempts by its opponent.
It's our ability to dictate what those attempts are, which I think the first part of that is getting back in transition, getting set, and making sure that we lock in a closeout. We pressure the basketball. You know, as much as we try to keep the ball out of the paint, what's going to be a result of that at times is more attempts from three or a certain amount of attempts.
Tonight's also going to be emotional at Hilton Coliseum for senior center Rob Jones. The native of the Twin Cities is going to have his final home game when the Cyclones host BYU. He's averaging better than 8 points and four rebounds this season and joined the program after starting his college career at the University of Denver.
He'll go down as one of my all-time favorites. I mean, in terms of the time that we've had together, where we started at, where we've gotten to today, both individually, he and I, with our relationship, and collectively with our team. So, you know, we build our program on the development every single day. We talk about doing the hard work. So you continue to do that and be immersed with that, you'll continue to improve even during the season.
Jones is the only player who has been on the roster the past three seasons, and his work ethic is a prime example of a program like Otzelberger has in Ames that's all about defense and toughness.
He deserves a lot of credit for what we've been able to accomplish. He deserves a lot of credit for how our guys carry themselves and the belief that they have. So really proud of him for the mindset he's cultivated and how his body has followed the mindset that he's had in his time here.
And Jones calls Otzelberger a program builder.
He has the things that he wants his players and his staff to be about every day. The good thing about TJ is he is going to be about that every day. So having that sort of leader that is about the things that he says he's about drives the rest of the team to follow suit as well.
Again, pregame coverage of Iowa State hosting BYU begins at 7 tonight here on The Fan. Tip-off is at 8. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time and wrap up the show.
I'm Omar Reis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 2024 franchise and transition tag deadline came and went Tuesday. A total of 9 players receiving the designations, including receivers Michael Pittman of the Colts and the Bengals' T. Higgins. They're set to make almost $22 million under the tag in 2024. Also making the list, linebackers Josh Allen and Brian Burns, Ravens defensive tackle Justin Madubuike, as well as defensive backs Antoine Winfield Jr., Jalen Johnson, and Legarius Sneed. Patriots safety Kyle Duggar received the transition tag, which allows him to negotiate with other teams, but gives New England a chance to match any offers. The players and their teams have until mid-July now to reach long-term deals, like the Texans did with tight end Dalton Schultz. The two sides agreeing to a 3-year, $36 million contract with $23.5 million fully guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024, in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrick, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Thursday on the Fan's coverage of Hudson Boys State Tournament basketball. It's a semifinal matchup in Class 2A as the second-seeded Pirates take on the 6th-seed Unity Christian. John Swisher here inviting you to join me for all of the play-by-play action as the Pirates look to plunder the Knights in advance of the Class 2A championship. Pre-game coverage begins at noon Thursday. Tip-off at 12:15 on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, the 1650 The Fan app, and 1650thefan.com stream.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today and you'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus free vacuums and floor mat washing. Find us online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you've ever wondered just how little NFL teams value running backs, take a look at this year's free agent class. One of the most talented pure runners in recent memory, Saquon Barkley, without a home. All-purpose star, Austin Eckler, appears to be on his way out with the Chargers. Former 2,000-yard rusher Derrick Henry and the Titans have agreed to part ways. Josh Jacobs and the Raiders have failed to agree on an extension. And rumor has it the marriage between DeAndre Swift and the Eagles may be over as well. With an underwhelming running back class set to hit the draft, you would think these veterans would hold a little more value, but that's not the case. NFL teams have little interest in committing money to a veteran back with heavy mileage. And although this free agent class have all proven the ability to be a game changer in today's NFL, the risk doesn't appear to be worth the reward in the minds of those in the NFL front offices. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Discover wants to change all of that. That's why your Discover card gives you access to 24/7 live customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover.
Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Goodyear Ultra Grip. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman for joining today's show. Once again, a final at the state boys basketball tournament, a 4A quarterfinal. Bettendorf defeats Cedar Falls 65-56. Once again, congratulations to the Tigers on an outstanding season. That's a wrap for a Wednesday, everybody. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson from 6 to 8 tomorrow. Tune in to Iowa State men's basketball tonight. Coverage of the Cyclones hosting BYU begins at 7, tip-off at 8. Have a good one, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.